The shelf on which the cup reposed was out of reach for any of them, even Ron, who was tallest. The heat from the enchanted treasure rose in waves, and sweat ran down Harry's face and back as he struggled to think of a way up to the cup. And then he heard the dragon roar on the other side of the vault door, and the sound of clanking growing louder and louder. They were truly trapped now. There was no way out except through the door, and a horde of goblins seemed to be approaching on the other side. Harry looked at Ron and Hermione and saw terror in their faces. "Hermione," said Harry as the clanking grew louder, "I've got to get up there. We've got to get rid of it." She raised her wand, pointed it at Harry and whispered, "Levicorpus." Hoisted into the air by his ankle, Harry hit a suit of armor and replicas burst out of it like white-hot bodies, filling the cramped space. With screams of pain, Ron, Hermione, and the two goblins were knocked aside into other objects, which also began to replicate. Half buried in a rising tide of red-hot treasure, they struggled and yelled as Harry thrust the sword through the handle of Hufflepuff's cup, hooking it onto the blade.
"Impervious!"
screeched Hermione in an attempt to protect herself, Ron, and the goblins from the burning metal. Then the worst scream yet made Harry look down. Ron and Hermione were waist-deep in treasure, struggling to keep Bogrod from slipping beneath the rising tide. But Griphook had sunk out of sight, and nothing but the tips of a few long fingers were left in view. Harry seized Griphook's fingers and pulled. The blistered goblin emerged by degrees, howling.
"Liberacorpus!"
yelled Harry, and with a crash, he and Griphook landed on the surface of the swelling treasure, and the sword flew out of Harry's hand.
"Get it!"
Harry yelled, fighting the pain of the hot metal on his skin as Griphook clambered onto his shoulders again, determined to avoid the swelling mass of red-hot objects.
"Where's the sword? It had the cup on it!"
The clanking on the other side of the door was growing deafening. It was too late.
"There!"
It was Griphook who had seen it, and Griphook who lunged. And, in that instant, Harry knew that the goblin had never expected them to keep their word. One hand holding tightly to a fistful of Harry's hair to make sure he did not fall into the heaving sea of burning gold, Griphook seized the hilt of the sword and swung it high out of Harry's reach. The tiny golden cup, skewered by the handle on the sword's blade, was flung into the air. The goblin still astride him, Harry dived and caught it. And although he could feel it scalding his flesh, he did not relinquish it, even while countless Hufflepuff cups burst from his fist, raining down upon him as the entrance of the vault opened up again, and he found himself sliding uncontrollably on an expanding avalanche of fiery gold and silver that bore him, Ron, and Hermione into the outer chamber. Hardly aware of the pain from the burns covering his body, and still borne along on the swell of replicating treasure, Harry shoved the cup into his pocket and reached up to retrieve the sword. But Griphook was gone. Sliding from Harry's shoulders the moment he could, he had sprinted for cover amongst the surrounding goblins, brandishing the sword and crying,
"Thieves! Thieves! Help! Thieves!"
He vanished into the midst of the advancing crowd, all of whom were holding daggers and who accepted him without question.